episode 2698, How to Serve in a Fallen World.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day and a blessed remembrance on this Memorial Day. We celebrate here in the United States of America our fallen heroes, those who have gone before us to give us the freedoms that we have. And today, I want you to go out with the mindset of how they went in, how to serve in a fallen world. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Most walk the line to serve those who are hurting or need direction. Never forget how to serve in a fallen world, for it actually propels you closer to your dreams. You know, freedom is something we all take for granted, me included. This Memorial Day, I desire it to be thought of differently, with a twist. No man or woman who signed up to fight for their freedom ever thought initially that they would never return. Our fallen heroes began as people like you and me, wanting to impact the world that they touch, and those actions would help change the world in which they called home. Whether you are suited up in camouflage or dressed for success in a suit of many colors, what we all have in common is serving in a fallen world. You have the duty to serve those around you, sharing your gifts and talents that help them succeed and in turn help you too. But it does come at a cost. In honor of those who have served beyond their own dreams and fought for ours, let us serve in a fallen world in gratitude for their sacrifice. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Serve with sacrifice. You know, we can learn so much from those who have gone before us, but if we don't take the time to learn from them, how much of their sacrifice becomes our own? Unfortunately, many are left behind in the photo albums and pictures on the phones. However, today you resurrect your commitment to serve with sacrifice. So I want to give you three thoughts today, and I don't want this to be a somber. This is really in celebration of our heroes, those who have gone before us, those who have fallen, and we have those that are serving right now, and we need to celebrate them too. But during this time, it's in honor and in remembrance of. And I don't want us ever to forget. My dad served, and I take that very seriously. My son-in-law serves. We have many friends and family that still serve. Some who have served even way before I was even born. We come from a legacy, both my husband and I do. And so in today's episode, I just really want you to hear my heart, and I want you to reflect on some areas and how you can look at maybe your job in your business, your career, how you're handling things, what you do when you're at home. How do you handle things with a stranger? I want you to look at it with a different set of lenses. So number one, do what no one else will do. If you look beyond what you see, God will provide a divine appointment indeed. Maybe you will need to drop off some food to your local pantry because maybe the pantry shelves are barren. We've got costs going up and people are having a hard enough time putting food on their own table. But this month, this day, you have a few extra dollars. So maybe for you, it's to go drop off some food. Maybe you need to invite over some neighbors who don't really know anybody. Maybe you need to give a smile to a stranger, an extension that someone does care. You see, our fallen heroes, the ones we celebrate today, they went out to do what no one else would do, not knowing that they would never return. They fought for a freedom that they believed in. And even though they never returned home, we can still remember them. And we can honor them by doing what no one else will do. It's time to suit up in your armor. Number two, prepare before the opportunity. Preparation doesn't start when you need it. Preparation comes before the opportunity. So do what you have been putting off. Go finish that degree you promised yourself ever so long ago. Begin writing the first words to your first book. Commit to yourself that you are in it to win it for yourself so you can serve others better. I can only imagine what some of our fallen heroes went through. But I can tell you this, as a daughter to a Navy man and also an Army man, an Army chaplain, my dad served in both the Navy and the Army. And I remember he would go out, now not when he was in the Navy, but I can remember when he was in the Army. He would go out for training. It just wasn't for a day. It wasn't just for a week. It would go for a month, sometimes 3 months or 6 months. There was always preparation. We never sent our heroes out into battle without preparation. You have to prepare before the opportunity. And I'm not saying anybody wants to go to war. Nobody wants to do that. But unfortunately, there are times that it calls for such as a time as this. And when that does happen, you have got to be prepared. In your life, you have to prepare. You don't want to just say, oh, okay, I'll be ready when the opportunity presents itself. No, you won't. So prepare before the opportunity. Do what no one else will do. And finally, number three, always honor and remember. You are not alone. And where you are now has been the culmination of others around you supporting you. Never forget where you have come from and always keep your eye on where you're headed. You want to be present, but you also have to have foresight. You have to be a visionary. And I'm telling you, nowadays, we don't have that anymore. It's falling. It's failing. We've got to get our vision back for ourselves so we can have a vision for our country. Your dreams can be fulfilled, but do so in a manner to always honor and remember. Our men and women in uniform, they went out to serve because they were honoring and remembering those who came before them. And they didn't get stuck that, oh my gosh, they never made it. That wasn't the focus. It was the energy that it gave them. It was that spark within their gut that said, you know what? If it mattered to them, it matters to me. Do what no one else will do. Prepare before the opportunity. Always honor and remember. So my challenge for you today, who can you serve with sacrifice today? Is it someone within your own four walls? Is it someone within your business? Do you have a colleague that is in need of you? And I know that may sound strange, but we are not paying attention in this world anymore. Put your daggum phone down. Yes, I know you're listening to a podcast episode right now. I get that. But I want your heart to be in your life. Did you hear me? I want your heart to be in your life because those who have served and those who are no longer with us, those who are our heroes, they served not just with their ability, but with their heart. And I ask you today to never forget. I ask you to honor them by serving with sacrifice in all that you do. And remember, life may fall short for you. But you can still do something incredible on this side because God's already prepared a place for you on the other side. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed Memorial Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.